Relay for Life basically is a 24-hour relay event where teams of 10 to 15 people register. They fundraise during the year and all proceeds go to the Cancer Council of WA. So every cent that we raise at the events goes to the Cancer Council to help support regional and remote cancer patients throughout WA.
And it's a community event that is very unique, isn't it? It goes through the night, it's involving everyone, young, old, and it's for a common cause. It can be quite emotional as well, being involved in the candlelight ceremony and all of that.
Absolutely. There are three really fantastic ceremonies during the event. The opening, obviously. The first lap of relay, the survivors and carers are invited to come along and do a walk, so it's celebrating them still being with us. The candlelight ceremony, which is usually around sunset, is where we remember those that we've lost, and the closing ceremony is our fight back message.
So you have a team and you set up camp and you have some fun, you maybe have some team shirts, you've worked hard for a year maybe in trying to generate the funds and the money for the Cancer Council, and then you always just have someone on the circuit for that entire 24 hours walking around doing the laps.
That's absolutely right. Each team has a baton. It can be completely their own design to suit their team theme, and that the idea is that baton has to keep going around the track for the full 24 hours, so whether there's one, two or three people on the track at all times with the baton, doesn't matter, but as long as it keeps going around the track for 24 hours, the whole idea of that is that cancer patients never stop suffering, so they are in pain 24 hours a day, and if we feel a little bit of pain during those 24 hours, then we've got a small insight as to what they're going through.
And have you been affected by this yourself? Any friends, family?
I haven't, no. I initially took on the role of chairperson for Relay for Life because I believe that to be involved in your community and to live somewhere where you're happy to live and you're prepared to put some effort in, you have to get out there and do stuff. So my reason for joining Relay in the first place was just to contribute to my community and give back in a positive way.
And what are the goals for the 2012 event?
2012 event, our goals are double the amount of teams we had for 2011, so we had 10 teams register. We want 20 teams minimum for next year, and we raised in excess of $60,000 this year. We'd really like to double that as well, so $120,000, we think that's more than reachable.